few ones. Just wanted to clarify a little bit. I know there's been some confusion about the Erev Tavshil, and I wanted to talk briefly about it. We know that the, I'll announce it after davening as well. We know that there's an Isser to cook on Yom Tov for any other day than Yom Tov itself. You're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for the second day of Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz. You're not allowed to cook without a tikkun for Yom Tov to Shabbos. You're certainly not allowed to cook for Yom Tov to a weekday or even for Chol HaMoed. This is an Isser. And yet we know that there's normally you cook on Yom Tov, for Yom Tov on Yom Tov itself, but we have a problem that whenever you have a Yom Tov followed by a Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. So Chazal wanted to give us a takana that would enable us to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. And the takana that allows you to do so is called an Erev Tavshilin, which basically means that on Erev Yom Tov, you set aside some food, and the minhag is one baked item, which is typically even during the year a matzah, Pesach for sure it's matzah, and one cooked item, which could be fish or meat, but again, often people use an egg. So a matzah and a hard-boiled egg would be a davar afui and a davar mevushal, something baked and something cooked. And there is a bracha that is recited, and you say that with this eruv, with this setting aside of food, we are permitted, the Nusach actually mentions, to cook and to bake and to light candles and to be matzmen and to insulate chamin. And it actually mentions for me or for us and for all of the Jews who live in this city in the event they didn't make an Erev, so b'dieved they could be somich. Now, two things. The question that, of course, arises is, okay, we're in a hotel, and what do we do? So Lamaisa, here is the particular problem. Rav Maisha has a tshuva, and Rav Maisha's tshuva is dealing with this issue. What if I'm not doing any cooking? Either I'm a guest in somebody's home, I'm ready, I go into my children, they're doing all the cooking, or I'm in a hotel where, Baruch Hashem, we don't have to do any cooking, so I don't need the Erev Tavshilin for cooking. On the other hand, I'm going to light candles and the like. So does one make an Erev Tavshilin in order to be madlik esaner? So Rav Maisha says there are grave doubts whether one is mechuyev to make an Erev Tavshilin to light a candle. Because he says that we're going to see that the ikar takana and purpose of Erev Tavshilin is to matur bishel. Bishel was fundamentally the problem. And mimela, if there is no bishel or afia that's going to take place, one is not mechuyev to make an Erev Tavshilin for hadlaka saner. And to add on to that is that hadlaka saner on Yom Tov, even though I'm doing it for Shabbos, but if lemaisa, I will benefit from the light before the end of Yom Tov, so lemaisa, it becomes a meleches Yom Tov. So all I would have to do is, I wouldn't need an Erev Tavshilin, all I would have to do is to be nana from the light for 1 minute, to read by it or to eat by it, and the light, and that would be sufficient. Because of this, Rav Maisha's psak in the Igros Maisha is that if one is not doing any cooking, if one is not doing any baking, one perhaps l'chumra should make an Erev Tavshilin, but he would not make a bracha, because there's very great doubt whether he is chayev to do so. Now, the hotel, or the rub of the hotel, or whoever is actually doing it, since they're going to be cooking or baking, they would make a bracha. Now, so the first thing to know is that even if you would want to be machmer to do an Erev Tavshilin today as an individual, you would not make a bracha, because you're only doing it for Hadlaka Saner, and for Hadlaka Saner, Rav Moshe writes, we are not mechayev a bracha. Now, based on that, we have the following cheshbon. Okay, so I now have two alternatives. Alternative one is to rely on the hotel's Erev Tavshilin, acting as my shaliach. Alternative two is to do it by myself. Now, here is the issue. If I do it by myself, I'm going to do it without a bracha, and I will not have a bracha as part of my mitzvah. If I'm somech on the hotel, I will be able to kind of be connected to an Erev Tavshilin that was made with a bracha. So even though normally we might say it is better to do a mitzvah yourself than to rely on a shaliach, doing a mitzvah. And therefore, normally, let's say, if I'm a co-cook, whatever it is, it's better for me to do my own because of mitzvah bo yosim b'bishlucho. But in a case where your own Erev is not going to have a bracha attached, it would actually be better, it would seem, to rely on the hotel. Unless, I mean, so relying on the hotel is absolutely fine. And that would be better than bedavka doing it yourself without a bracha. But there is a cheshbon, if you wanted to be machmir, in which you could say that I'm doing mine l'chumra, but I still want to be yotzei with the hotel. The point basically is that your ikar erev should be with the hotel, because they are going to make a bracha, and even though you're not hearing the bracha, so you're not answering amen, but it's better for you to be mishtatef in an erev that is done with a bracha than to make your own Erev without a bracha. So lemaisa, the bottom line, again, we'll announce it again, is the bottom line is that it would be better in this case to be samech on the hotel, because when you are not doing cooking, Rav Moshe says, your Erev tafshilin does not have a bracha. Again, I'll announce it at the end as well.
If you were doing it on your own,
yes.
Yeah. You still have to put aside something that is...
Yes, you put aside the food, even though you're only doing it for hadlakas in here. But now again, the Nusach Taka says, the Adlukle Shraga, but Rav Moshe says, that's only like Derech Agav of the Heter Bichel. Now, let me mention another very, very fascinating Shaila that comes up in Eretz Yisrael, Badafka this year, but in Chutz Laaretz comes up every year among Hasidim. And that is... we are allowed, technically, right, on Shabbos, we are allowed, technically, to even eat chametz, but we're not going to be able to get chametz because the Rav can't buy it from the guy, and etc., so we're going to be stuck. But the one thing that, theoretically, we would be allowed to have on Shabbos, if you're an Ashkenazi, he doesn't have it during Pesach, is we're allowed to have kidneys. And indeed, theoretically, the hotel could service kidneys, simply because there is no issur to own kidneys, so they could have kidneys in the pantry, and theoretically they could serve it. The question would be, are you allowed to cook kidneys on Shvi Shel Pesach on Friday in order to serve it on Shabbos? Because again, fishtesach would have to be in non-pesachdik pots or kidneys pots, etc. So the pot shouldn't be affected. But is that going to be mutter? Now again, with chametz, you couldn't raise the question. Chametz couldn't, because you're not allowed to own chametz. So obviously, I could not have chametz in my possession during Pesach. So this really depends on two lashonas in the Gemara, because the Gemara itself asks the kasha: if it is usher min haTorah to cook on Yom Tov to Shabbos, then how could an erev tafshilin matir an iser daoraisa? Right. Right. So the Gemara gives two different reasons why Erev Tafshilin works. One reason is, and both reasons are predicated on it not being a Doraisa Isser, it's only an Isser Drabana. One reason is that when you cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, even though your Kavana is for Shabbos, but theoretically guests might show up, theoretically people might show up, so it potentially might be a Yom Tov Tzorich. So that's enough to take away the Isser D'Oraisa. That is, Haya, that Orchim come. The other reason is that Shabbos and Yom Tov are both Zamanim of Kedusha, and therefore Min HaTorah, even though you can't cook from Yom Tov L'Chol, but you could cook from Yom Tov L'Shabbos, because Shabbos and Yom Tov are called Kedusha Achas.
So you could have a Chom for Shabbos.
Yeah.
Well,
this is what I'm talking about. So the nafkamina between the two reasons is this. If you have an Erev Tafshilin and you're cooking for Yom Tov on Friday, cooking for Shabbos on Friday, are you allowed to cook so late into the day that it wouldn't be possible for people to come and consume it? If the hetzer of the Erev is predicated on Orchim that can come and eat it, you'd have to cook early enough in the day that Orchim could come and eat it. If, on the other hand, the Heter is based on Shabbos and Yom Tov being one Kedusha, then you could cook even close to the night. Now, the Pashtus, Kitnios is exactly the same issue. And that is, you're cooking on Yom Tov something that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Tov. If the heter is Orchin, it might be Usher. If the heter is that Shabbos and Yom Tov are one Kedusha, it would be Mutter. Now the Shulchan Aruch does Paskin, at least the Mishnah Berurah brings, that the Iker is that you should cook early enough that Orchim should come, so that might suggest that you couldn't cook the kidneys. Nevertheless, the Chassam Sofer and many, many other poskim say that it is mutter. They say that it is mutter because they say, who says your guests have to be Ashkenazi? Meaning to say, Sfardim are people too. of course. And Numela, I'm an Ashkenazi, I'm cooking rice. Mi Yemar, that I can't have Orchim that are Sephardic. And Mimela, the bottom line is that Rove Poskim, not all Poskim, Rove Poskim do permit the cooking of kidneyos on Friday, on Yom Tov, Litzorech, so you could have a chol, Litzorech, Shabbos, through an Erev Tavshilim, but it is a machlokas, and you understand the machlokas, because you're cooking a food that you yourself cannot eat on Yom Tov, for the use of Shabbos, but we still mocker it because there are people who could eat it. Beheter. Now, in Chutz La'aretz, you have a similar shayla with a slightly different configuration, and the shayla is Sheruya. Sheruya is chametz, matzah balls. Among many Hasidim, who are machmer, that they don't eat gebrach, they don't eat matzah Sheruya, but acharon shel Pesach, on the eighth day of Pesach, they do. So in Chutz La'aretz, Shabbos is acharon shel Pesach. So the question is, when do you get your kneidlach? Or when can you, right? On Shabbos, you can't make kneidlach. So the question becomes, can you make kneidlach, again, not chametz, but kneidlach, can you make matzah meal kneidlach on Friday? It's the same issue. Some say, since you can't eat it, if you have that minhag, you can't eat it on Friday, so you can't cook it, duchen erev tavshilin. Others say, maybe you'll have a non-gebrach guest who would come in. So the ma'aseh, I just read with an interesting, this little ma'aseh with Lubavitcher Rebbe, that it was the ma'aseh, like this year in Chutz La'aretz, where acharon shel Pesach, the eighth day of Pesach, was Shabbos, and whoever was in the kitchen staff decided they really couldn't cook kneidlach on Friday because they couldn't eat it. And Friday night, when they brought out the chicken soup, the Rebbe says, where's the kneidlach? And when they said, well, we didn't make it, so it's brought down that the Rebbe was not very happy. The Rebbe was upset that there has to be kneidlach Friday night, so he obviously also positive that you're allowed to make it. But that's the shayla of the Erev Tashilin. So I don't know if they're going to give you rice or beans or not, maybe just to avoid the complications of Kalim. Because that's another question too. In other words,
but you have the same solution. Yeah. People do eat Shuriyah.
Yeah.
So let us call Friday.
Right, that's correct. No, the same heter. Yeah, exactly the same heter. Right, exactly the same heter. Kidneyos in here for us and Shuriyah in Chutz La'aretz are the identical problem. You are cooking something on Friday that you do not eat, but there is a potential for other people in your community to eat them, whether they're Sfardim or non-Hasidim or whatever. And that would be enough to matir the Runeir of Tafshilin to cook. Again, people are machmer in this. There is a makam to be machmer. The Chidah, as great a gadol as the Chidah, actually said that if it's something you yourself cannot eat, you cannot cook it through an Erev Tavshilin. But the Rove Poskim, including the Chassam Sofer, they did matter. In fact, there's Rebbe Kivager who says it by other things, because in the course of the year, in the course of the centuries, there are many, many minhagim of things people don't eat during Pesach. Maybe you have some of these minhagim. Some people do not eat garlic. Some people do not eat any dried fruit, because dried fruits were sometimes covered with starch. So even if they weren't, there was a low plug. So Rebbe Kivager says, all of these issues are going to come up again and again, and that is when you're cooking for the Shabbos after Yom Tov, are you allowed to cook through an Erev Tavshilin those items that you're not allowed to eat that particular day? And Rebbe Kivager says that things that are only usher mitam minhag, we're not going to say this isser because there are going to be other people who don't have the minhag. Now again, to restate the obvious, Nobody is giving you a heter to cook chametz on the last day of Pesach or the seventh day of Pesach, because you're not allowed to own chametz. We're only talking about things you're allowed to own, but mitam minog you're not allowed to eat. So then the question becomes, does an erev tefillin matter? So again, what I mean is you wouldn't be allowed to cook the chametz on Friday?
You'd be stealing from the guy because you didn't buy it back yet. Some people hold your last meal.
Well, that's a good question. The question is whether that would be called getting benefit from chametz. That's the question. The very process of cooking with chametz might be considered getting hanah, huh? It may be shinoi as well. That's a very good point. It may be your kona b'shinoi. So even if you're a thief, it becomes yours, right? So that's a good point. So that's highly risky. That's like dealing with nuclear materials. Don't fool around with chametz on the last day of Pesach. But kidneys, there's no issur bal yirah. I'm allowed to own kidneys, right? So therefore, according to the most poskim, I'm allowed to cook with kidneys. One other thing that's I do want to mention that one of the big shilas that people have all the time is the din of kelim with kidneys, because the issue is a Sephardi invites me to their home. And they're not going to give me rice, they're not going to give me beans, but they're going to cook stuff I can eat, but it'll be in the same pots. Is there a problem? Meaning, do I regard kidneys as treif and memela? I'm not allowed to eat the things that were cooked in the pots, right? It's a very big shaila. Or even if a person, even Ashkenazi, let's say I have a baby and the baby is drinking soy baby formula. So soy is kidney. The question is, do I have to have special utensils? So the minog is to be machmir. The minog is l'chatzchila to be machmir. But the emes is, kama v'kama poskim say that something that is cooked in a kidneyos pot, does not become forbidden for an Ashkenazi to eat. And the svara is like this. The svara is that although chametz is not nullified, even if it's one part in a million, right? If chametz gets mixed in, chametz is not batel. And before Pesach, if it gets mixed in 60, it is batel. But less than 60, it's not batel even before Pesach. But kidneyos is, because it's only mitam minhag, although it's an important minhag, kidneyos is nullified in a simple majority. That actually means that, well, obviously, if you can identify the rice, you got to pull it out. But if the idea is that the rice gets mixed in with other items, even if it's only 51% non-kidneyos and 49% kidneyos, it is batel in a simple rov. Now, here's the argument. If kidneyos is batel barov, then obviously the absorbed taste in a pot that goes into a non-kidneyos food is obviously, a even if it's not 60, 1 in 60, obviously there's more food than there taste, right? Taste, by definition, is always going to be a ni'ut, a mi'ut. So if taste is always going to be a mi'ut, l'chayra, we have the normal rule that kidneyos is batel barov. The only thing is the following. The only question is that the rule of bitel barov or the rule of bitel b'shishim is only when it is not intentionally, when you don't intentionally create the mixture, it's an accident. So the question would be that if I'm a Sephardic person and I'm cooking non-kidneyos in my kidneyos pot for the Ashkenazi, is that treated as if I am deliberately introducing kidneyos into the mixture, and it's called Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechatzchila? Or do I say, no, not at all. I don't have intention. I'm not making it in the pot in order to get the kidneyos into the food. I know it's going to happen, but that is not my intention, and therefore it wouldn't be Ein Mevatlin. This is why you'll see, so if you're confused because you see different shukim, this is the yesod. Kidneyos is batel barov, but the question is, if somebody is deliberately cooking non-kidneyos in a kidneyos pot, is that called mevatlin iser lechatchila, or is that called ein mevatlin? But here's the little har I want to add. Even if you're machmir and you treat that as a deliberate beetle, that might only be if it's being made specially for the Ashkenazi, meaning since for the Ashkenazi it's forbidden, so I'm cooking deliberately to introduce the Isser. But if the Ashkenazi is eating food that was cooked for the whole Sephardic family, then that would not be called introducing an Isser, because Lagabe, the one that it was cooked for, it was not an Isser, right? So perhaps there might be a chiluk between the Sephardi that is deliberately cooking for the Ashkenazi and the Sephardi that is cooking for the whole family. So I'm not giving you a psak, it's already late anyway, it's not nogea here, but there is indeed a substantial basis to matir, non-kitnios, that is cooked in kitnios kalim based on bittul barov, if we assume it is not a case of deliberately introducing the kitnios, because that's not the intention of the cooking process.
We have a problem with the
menuna. The thing on the Moroccan menuna. Yeah.
This year, Shabbos.
Yeah.
They start before Shabbos, and they also the problem with chometz. They have to have the mufla. They have to make chometz.
Who's starting before Shabbos? Who's starting before Shabbos? Well, that's a big problem.
If one is of the opinion that that it's okay to eat on the eighth day the kidney.
Yeah.
So you cook, you're cooking your
Pesach
Pasuk
Kitnios, and it's the 8th day. No, let me clarify, to be sure that there's no misunderstanding. Kitnios are not mutter on the 8th day in Chutz Laaretz. The only thing that's mutter on the 8th day in Chutz Laaretz is Sheruya, the Gebrux, the matzah meal, the Kneglach. Kitnios is a separate minach. Kitnios is an older minach. Kitnios in Chutz Laaretz, not here. Here it's mutter on Shabbos. But kitnios in Chutz Laaretz is absolutely usher on the eighth day. The leniency I referred to was the minig of not eating shiruya, so they're make on the last day. So.
Does that do anything to the kelim, the shiruya?
Yes, that does. Shiruya is a bit more chamor because the chumra of the Baal HaTanya, the Alter Rebbe, is that you're machmer to treat shiruya like chametz. So that's very, very different than kitnios, which is not chametz. That is a problem, and either they have to be koshered, or you have a knedel pot for Achron Shel Pesach that's only used for that. But kidneys is a very different issue, because kidneyos is batel barov, that is the halacha, and therefore every pot, the tam in a pot, by definition, is a miyut. Can I get the rub? Okay, so again, the bottom line is, Rabbi Schwartz, this is what he said also, he said it first, so I just want to say that I agree with him. That it would be, and I'll announce it after davening as well, that it would be better, because of Rav Moshe's psak, to be samech on the Erev Tafshilim of the hotel. But if you make your own, it's very important that you do not make a bracha. Because for Hadlakas HaNer, we do not make a bracha on an Erev Tafshilim.